Okay. Was machst du? That chapter about, what is it called, new worldview or something, the different things that kind of confirm this cosmology but won't really fit into the materialistic cosmology. So natural health, holistic health. Again, Western medicine medical people, they tend to think, and I would say there is a certain element of pride there. That their system of medicine is superior to those old holistic herbal based types of medicines from the past and from other countries. But we should remember first of all that the medicinal system and knowledge of China, for instance, and I guess of India too, is thousands of years old. It's been developed and developed, obviously, because it works. Otherwise, why would it last thousands of years and still be here, used in hospitals in Beijing, in China? Till today. Well, what's the problem? The problem is, I think, that in the West, as you call it, we are or have been ruled by the materialistic, physicalist outlook, worldview. For 100 years or two. And these are the traditional medical systems. They don't fit in. They are not allowed. But when we look at them, they look similar in many ways. India, China, the natives of America, Africa, and so on, even here in Scandinavia. And you could characterize them as holistic. And as you remember, the quantum physicist David Bohm and others started using that word, holistic universe, It's not fragments, little building blocks of matter, but it's an energy. In a flow, and our bodies, these organs and everything are manifested consisting of that energy, which then in certain circumstances act like atoms, molecules, everything then assembling into cells and organs. Now, since, for instance, the Chinese see that energy there, they look at medicine from that point of view. The use of acupuncture, for instance, is about that energy, the qi energy, that when it is flowing properly, freely throughout the body, then the organs become healthy and strong. And when the organs are healthy and strong, there is no disease. So therefore they focus on that, and that is much what their knowledge is about. And therefore, their medicines, well, they say the food is your first main medicine. They understand how eating and living habits and so on affect the body, the energies of the body and the organs. And they, even with their diagnostics, for instance, in India and China, they use the same form of pulse diagnostics, which works. And how that diagnostics can tell you if you went to a Chinese or Indian doctor, especially the Chinese, I think, that yes, your liver is weak, you need some herbs or something to strengthen it. And this and that, and oh, now it looks better. We do some acupuncture here. To get your qi going there, to support the liver. That's basically how it works. And when you look at old drawings from their medical books, they look very different from the Western ones. They often show the body either there with the meridians of the qi energy that they use for acupuncture, or the organs, the bodily organs. Sometimes depicted as nature, lands, and because they much see the body like that, as a little universe in itself, or as a little country. And here is this region, the liver, and here is that heart region. And they, yeah, that way. So what is going on here? Well, it's quite easy to see. If we look again at our three world cosmology here, and the different levels of 14 or whatever, different levels that this cosmos is comprised of, the Bohr level, the physical body, the Anamaya, food based. And then, in that, but invisible from the eyes of that one, is the pranamaya. That's the chi, the prana level, the energy. And of course we understand there is energy operating in the body, electric energy, so on, mainly actually powering muscles and nerve systems, nervous system and so on. So there we are. But because the Western worldview, the materialistic worldview in science, doesn't accept the existence of or understand this prana, chi, that subtle level of pranamaya, or to speak of the others, or the mind there above, is very important, influencing the physical body. So again, when we step into this cosmos that we are reading in this book, it makes perfect sense and fits in. And you see, this medical science is a reality. We can't just ignore it in our pride.